You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, fans. This is Irish Sports Talk, and I'm Randall, and joining me today is Jamie and Franklin, Notre Dame commit from Maryland. Jamie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. It's a little bit colder here in South Bend than it was a couple weeks ago when you were up there for the USC visit. So just tell us a little bit about your recruitment, leading up to your commitment to Notre Dame, and then kind of where you're at since then.
Around the time when I decided to finally commit, my treatment still was hot and still was rolling with steam. So I was close to getting offers from Clemson and Bama. But it was just something about Notre Dame that really just stuck out to me, and I knew that that's where I wanted to be and be continuing my career for the next 4 years.
Had you come out and visited Notre Dame?
Yeah, I was up there two times, three to come in.
Okay, very good. And obviously you came out for the USC game here a couple weeks ago, and that was a big recruiting weekend for Notre Dame. I believe there's 80-some recruits there. Just tell us a little bit about that weekend, kind of what you guys did, and what you guys thought of the game.
It was definitely a big weekend for us as far as getting all of our guys that we want to join the family there. And it was just really a cultivation of everything that's coming in the future. And it was just presented in that weekend and the way that they won in that fashion. It really made an impression not only on us and the guys that are committed, but I feel like it got a lot of other guys on board and started thinking about, okay, maybe this Notre Dame's really serious. So it was just overall a great weekend.
So most of the guys had their families there with them?
Yeah, most of them.
And kind of what did you guys do? Did you take a tour of the campus? What was kind of the schedule for the weekend?
Me being there previously, I've pretty much seen everything that there needs to be seen. So I had one of my coaches and his son, they came out, so they were seeing all the sites, but and I've seen them before, so I was pretty much giving them to them myself. But mainly it was just kicking back with the guys, man. We had, let's say, 13 of our 2018 commits up there. So it was good to finally meet some of them in person who I hadn't already before and just bond with them, man. It's my family for the next 4-plus years, so it's good to start spending time with them now.
Yeah, for sure. Would you say that the 2018 commits, are you guys pretty close group? Do you have you're back and forth quite a bit?
We're a tight-knit group, man. Like, nothing really goes on where we don't know about it, honestly. We have our group chats on multiple forms of social media, and we're always talking to each other, asking about how games are going, how seasons are going, if there's any injuries or anything. So we're a tight-knit group, man.
Good to hear. Definitely see it in this year's Notre Dame team. It seems like those guys are all very close, and it pays off on the field. Just tell us a little bit about your senior year of high school, how that's been going.
Time flies, man. It's been a blast so far. We're 9-0. We've got one more regular season game this Friday, the senior night. And we're rounding up to be a great season, regular season, and we're pushing for the playoff push now, so it's been a great season. My guys, we've only given up, I'd say, like, I think it's 35 points all year, something like that, something crazy, so guys are hungry. We scored over 400 or something crazy, so it's been a really great year. So
that's incredible. For sure. Yeah, it seems like the high school season just started. Was getting ready to start, so time flies. You guys kind of going as the recruits, you guys that are committed, are there other guys you kind of recruiting, or do you kind of let that up to the staff?
Honestly, it varies, there's obviously guys out there, like, it depends on, like, your area. Like, I know that we have a corner out of DC who I happen to be pretty close with, so He was just at Notre Dame this past weekend, Noah Boykin.
Okay.
Some of the stuff like that, like, I'm always in his ear. Like, it's, I'm telling him it's the real deal, man. And he saw it for himself. So the team and the successes they're having right now really speaks for itself. But as far as from being a recruit who's already bought into the system and everything, it's just like, just keep beating on it, like making sure that it's instilled in them that they know, like, this is the real deal. But honestly, it depends, man, because the recruiting staff, they do a great job, man. It's their job. They get paid for it. But guys who are already bought into it and in the same position as the other guys making the decision is going to change their life. And they really listen to us as well.
Yeah, for sure. And it definitely helps the way they're playing out in the field this year. Yeah. You've kind of been hit with some bad news the last couple of weeks. Your dad was diagnosed with cancer. You want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about that?
It was after another big win, just going about things as normal. My dad had been sick. We thought it was just a cold. So after the game, we loaded up, took him to the hospital, and that's when we got the news. And since then, he's been at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. So he's in great hands, one of the best hospitals in the world, in the country. So, he's fighting tough, man. I just recently just left him going up to see him. And he's pushing through it, man. He's one of the toughest guys that I know in the world. And I love him with all my heart, and he's battling this thing out. And I got a whole community that I'm blessed to have that's supporting not only me and my family, but him. So it's just been a blessing to have all the support, especially from Irish Nation as well. The coaches are reaching out to me, having them in their prayers and everything. So it's never good for news like that to happen. But if it happens, it happens. And we're faced with it. And we have the greatest support cast that anybody could ever have in this situation, honestly.
Yeah. I'm sure that's tough. I've never been in that situation. And I know Notre Dame fans are behind you. And so your dad, has he been at Johns Hopkins since then? I mean, he hasn't come home at all?
No, he hasn't been able to come home since, I'd say, like 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. Wow. Crazy.
Does it look like he might be able to in the near future or not necessarily?
It all depends, man. Chemo really broke him down, so it's just a matter of, it's a waiting game now. He has some things that medically I can't comprehend that have to come up in order for me to be able to come home. So that's out of my comfort zone. I try to stay away from knowing all that stuff. I'm here for him, supporting him in any way I can and making sure he's staying positive.
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, we're definitely praying for you guys that you can make it through that. It's hard to see people go through that.
Mm-hmm.
Let the fans know where they can maybe follow you on Twitter. I saw that you changed the heading. I guess you didn't change your Twitter handle. You changed the heading to November 13th, I believe.
Yeah, that's my birthday, man. I remember I know that. That's going to be my birthday.
Okay. Very good. And what is your Twitter handle?
At @JamieOn_Franklin.
Okay. Well, yeah, definitely JamieOn is follow on Twitter and think about it. Say a prayer for him and his family. And one more thing, Jamie, we usually ask if we recruit someone, kind of ask them if there's maybe one thing that fans might not know about you. If there's something you can think about, kind of blindside you if they didn't warn you about this.
Not really. I mean, I play basketball too, so a lot of guys are really surprised when they see me during the winter after football season in the basketball uniform. But yeah, I'm an athletic 295-pound guy. I can dunk and stuff, so might stay tuned for a little bit of action this year, especially.
Nice. Yeah, well, I met you here before the USC game, and I don't think I'd stand much of a chance trying to score against you. So, are you playing this season?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Does the coach let you lift during basketball season?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
There's certain days that are laid out where you work out and then we coach your basketball stuff afterwards.
Okay, because I know it might be different now, but Soldier Kovic had said that, or his mom had told me that he wasn't allowed to lift during the season, during the basketball season. They didn't want him to get hurt, I guess, so I didn't know.
I mean, there's special circumstances in my case, too, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I love to lift. Well, I can't go too long without doing
them. Yeah. Well, we're excited to have you commit to Notre Dame and looking forward to seeing you on the field. So you think, I'm guessing I know your answer, but what do you think Notre Dame's going to do the rest of the year?
We went in the natty, baby. We got to. We pushing it all out. 33 trucking. Man, this is all coming together. Everybody's all shocked that I knew from the jump. So we're going to take care of business this year. And if not this year, then I'm coming next year, and we're going to take care of it next year.
I like to hear that. So, well, thank you, Jamian, for joining us tonight, and hope you have a good evening, and hope your dad starts to feel better.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that.